Shalom Aleichem. A question today is one in a series of three. The first question that we had a couple days ago was, is it permitted to drink or eat or drink before Kiddush Friday night? And we said, no, you need to say Kiddush first. And then our next question, this was yesterday, was how about drinking or eating Shabbos morning after you finish davening, but before Kiddush? So after you finish davening, but before Kiddush, is it permitted to eat or drink at that point, or do you need Kiddush first? And today's question is, how about before davening? Shabbos morning, before davening, is it permitted to eat and drink? This is actually going to be a two-part series, so please stay tuned for tomorrow. We are going to start out with a Gemara in Brachos. It's just on a high level. Before we do that, we have to divide up our analysis between two sets of halachas. Set number one of halachas is eating and drinking before davening all of the time, independent of its being Shabbos. Is it permitted to eat and drink before Shachris, before we have davened? And then the next question is going to be, let's assume that X, Y, and Z is permitted all of the time. On Shabbos, are we going to be more machmir than that because maybe we have an obligation to say Kiddush first? And if we have an obligation to say Kiddush first, we're not allowed to eat and drink until after Kiddush. So the question number one is, how about all week? And question number two is going to be, are we going to be stricter on Shabbos? Question number one relates to Hilchos Tefillah. That applies all the time. And question number two is going to relate specifically to Shabbos. Now let's get to our Gemara. Gemara in Brachos, Yud Amud Beis. It asks the following question. This Pasuk, Ma'idi Yachsif, what is the explanation of this Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Chavav Lo Tochlu Al Hadam, don't eat on the blood. What does that mean? So the drush is as follows. Lo Tochlu Kodem Shetis Palulu Al Dimchem, don't eat until you have daven for your dam, for your blood, for your lives. In other words, don't eat first before davening. Davening is such a significant, important thing. Don't take care of your body before you have daven. And the Gemara does continue. Kola ochel, it's in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, etc. Kola ochel v'shose v'acharkach mispalo. Somebody eats, somebody who drinks, and afterward davens, there's a pasuk that talks about such a person. It's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yudalit, Pasuk Tes, Ve'osi, Hishlachta Acharei Gavecha. In the English, you have cast me behind your back. The drush is as follows. Anyone who eats and drinks before davening, this pasuk applies. Now it says in the pasuk, Ve'osi, Hishlachta Acharei Gavecha, you have thrown me behind your back, but the drusha is a play on words. Al Tikre Gavecha. Don't read in this pasuk as it applies to our drusha, Gavecha, which means you have thrown me behind your back, but rather Ela Ge'echa. You have thrown me behind your arrogance. In other words, you're so arrogant that you are taking care of your needs, your enjoyment first, your desires first, before you have daven. That's why it says, Kola ocha v'shose v'acharkach mifalo. Anyone who eats or drinks before davening, the pasuk says, you have thrown me, the davening, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after your arrogance. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to us, Na'achar sheniska hazeh, after this person, he showed how arrogant he is. He's eating a breakfast. He's eating pancakes. He's eating whatever it may be, a great scrumptious meal before davening. Now he's going to come and be makabel ol malchus shamayim. Take care of yourself first, and then you're going to daven. Then you're going to say kriyat shema. Then you're going to be davening. That's not the proper order of priorities. Accordingly, this Gemara is teaching us: first we daven, and only thereafterwards do we eat and we drink. Now, having said that, there are a number of Rishonim, including Rav Yehuda and the Rosh, who say that drinking water before davening is permitted. Why? Why is water permitted? Because that's not going to fall under the category of somebody who is having bodily hana, enjoyment. That is not somebody who is drinking for gaiva, for personal enjoyment and satisfaction. That's a need. That's a need that we have as people to drink something, to take care of, and we're talking specifically about water. That would be permitted. That's not going to be problematic that we are putting our gaiva, we are putting our personal desires, our personal taivas before davening. In fact, that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Peites, Simon in Orchaim, Simon Peites, Sif Gimel, that it's permitted to drink water before davening. Again, we're not only talking about Shabbos, we're talking about all week long. All week long. This is Hilchos Tefillah. That doesn't only apply on Shabbos. All week long, it is permitted to have water before davening Shacharis. It happens to be that the Achronim expand this as we have become more finicky about what we drink, and certain drinks that were considered delicacies, that would be considered a taivite, desire to have X, Y, and Z, became needs for us. So, for example, drinking of tea, although originally it wasn't brought as the Rishonim that we quoted, the Rav Yehuda Rosh, they talk about water, Shulchan Aruch talks about water, but the Achronim say we can also have tea before davening, and also coffee. And there were even some Achronim who said that adding sugar or water, that became part of the drink. These aren't considered delicacies, these drinks. These are considered unimportant drinks, standard drinks for us. And accordingly, it's not considered a gaiva. It's not considered that we're taking care of our arrogance, our hedonistic needs before davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, these are considered standard needs, standard drinks. That is something considered our water. Just like in the old times, they drink water. We drink tea. We drink coffee. And because we're finicky, we don't only have our coffee black, we add milk, we add flavoring to it, sugar. So that's why it's there are some Achronim, not all, but there's some Achronim who have been lenient on this. So that's the bottom line right now when it comes to davening all the time. Hilchos Tefillah, that it is permitted to drink water, and the Achronim have added on tea, coffee, and there are those who even permit having some additions to it. For example, as we mentioned, milk and sugar. So let's take the next step. That would include Shabbos. That it would include Shabbos, that is permitted before davening. But we have a second question. Are we going to be more machmir when it comes to Shabbos? If it's just Hilchos Tefillah, then it's permitted to have the drinks you mentioned. But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos and the halachas of Kiddush, are we going to be more machmir and say that those halachas, Hilchos Tefillah, that apply other days of the week, but on Shabbos, we have to be stricter? So in fact, the Maharami Rutenberg says that we are stricter on Shabbos. And he says as follows, it's brought in the Tashbis Katan, Bidafka Bechol Mutar. That's what that we said, that it's permitted to drink water before Shtavening Shacharis. That is when it applies to a weekday. However, when it comes to Shabbos in Yontif, Shitzarik Levarech Al Hayayin Al Shulchano Kodam Achila, that you have to have Kiddush before eating. Aser lishtos, you're not allowed to drink. You can't even drink other than water. No, he's saying even water. You can't even drink. You can't drink at all. That is the Maharami Rotenberg. So we are going to be stricter when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif than the rest of the week. When it comes to Hilchos Tefillah, no problem. And when it comes to Hilchos Tefillah, that would be on Shabbos and Yontif. But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, and when it comes to Kiddush, that would prohibit, even though the rest of the week is permitted to drink water before Shacharis. But when it comes to Shabbos, because you have to say Kiddush before eating or drinking anything, it would be prohibited any drinking or eating on Shabbos. That is the view of the Maharam Mirotenberg. On the other hand, the Tur brings that his father, the Rosh, was lenient on this. Not only was he lenient, poskening for people, he himself would drink water in the morning before davening. Shekevan shelo chal alav adayin chovas kiddush ad lachar tefillah. His rationale was, even on Shabbos, he would drink water because the obligation of kiddush does not kick in until after davening. So before davening, it's not a problem from the perspective of Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kiddush, because the obligation doesn't kick in until after davening. You know, also be totally tom. Not a problem drinking. And also, as we know, because of Hilchos Tefillah, that's not a problem at all either, because water is not a form of gaiva, arrogance. So here we have it in a nutshell. When it comes to Hilchos Tefillah, it's permitted to have water originally, and Achronim were more lenient with certain other drinks, tea and coffee. But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, and Yontif, we have a machlokis. The Maharami Rutenberg says it's prohibited because you need Kiddush, and apparently Kiddush applies even before davening. And the Tur says, but my father, the Rosh, was lenient. He himself would drink before davening on Shabbos. He would drink water specifically. And he was of the view that the obligation of Kiddush only kicks in after davening. So before davening, Hilchos Shabbos doesn't add on any additional stringencies in excess of what would be permitted or not permitted during the rest of the week. Just to bring the psak where we are right now, lehalacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the second view of the Rosh, that he's lenient, talking about shamish, lishtos mayim baboker kodem tefila mutar, that is permitted to drink water in the morning before davening. That's mutar. Why? He's talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Midnei shadayin lo chal alav chovas kiddush, because the obligation to have kiddush does not kick in until after davening. So where we are right now with our shaila of the day, the question is, how about eating and drinking on Shabbos before davening? And we said from Hilchos Tfila perspective, it's permitted to have water, and the Achronim were lenient with other types of drinks, tea and coffee. When it comes to the Hilchos Kiddush, Hilchos Shabbos, it's a machlokis in the Achronim with the Marami Rutenberg being machmir. You can't even have water because you didn't have Kiddush. With the Rosh being lenient, Kiddush doesn't kick in until after davening. So if it's before davening, you can have water. And the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rosh that you can drink water. And it wouldn't only be water. It's what the Achronim permitted the rest of the week, because we're only concerned before davening, based on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, we're only concerned about Hilchos Tefillah. We have to adhere to Hilchos Tefillah. We don't have to worry about Hilchos Shabbos, the obligation for Kiddush, until after davening. So if we're going to be lenient the rest of the week based on the Achronim with other drinks, even if it's not water, but also tea and coffee, we would be lenient on Shabbos for those as well. So it's going to be the same halach that applies before davening. But Amir Hashem, tomorrow we will discuss, there are certain people, some Hasidim, that do have mizonos. They eat mizonos on Shabbos before Shachris, and we'll have to see if there is any basis to be lenient when it comes to eating. Apparently today, after today, there's no basis to be lenient, but maybe we will scrounge around maybe to find a heter for that. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.